news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
We'll begin today with a bit of good news. The CDC has revised its guidance on how the virus is spread, clarifying that it spreads easily between people. But now they're also saying that touching contaminated objects or surfaces does not appear to be a significant mode of transmission. The same is true for exposure to infected animals. One step up and two steps back. Donald Trump said Thursday that the United States would not shut down its economy again if there's a second wave of coronavirus cases.
People say that's a very distinct possibility. It's standard. And we're going to put out the fires. We're not going to close the country. We're going to put out the fires. There could be, whether it's an ember or a flame, we're going to put it out. But we're not closing our country.
He made that ridiculous statement and many more on Thursday when he toured a Ford plant in Ypsilanti, Michigan that has been retooled to manufacture ventilators. Trump did not wear a face mask during parts of his tour of the facility that were visible to the news media, despite a Ford policy requiring everyone in the facility wear one and Michigan law. The attorney general having pointed out that wearing a mask in such a situation isn't just Ford policy, it's legally required. Anyway, Trump was asked by a reporter why he wasn't wearing one.
Well, I did wear. I had one on before. I wore one in this back area, but I didn't want to give the press the pleasure of seeing it. But no, where I had it in the back area, I did put a mask on.
But Dear Leader doesn't like it when anyone contradicts him. So true to form, he's been lashing out at scientists whose conclusions he doesn't like as he continues pushing to reopen the country during the COVID crisis. Twice this week, Trump has not only dismissed the findings of studies, but suggested without evidence that their authors were motivated by politics and out to undermine his efforts to roll back coronavirus restrictions. First, it was a study funded in part by our own government's National Institutes of Health that raised alarms about the use of hydroxychloroquine, finding higher overall mortality in coronavirus patients who took the drug while in VA hospitals. Of that study, Trump said,
if you look at the one survey, the only bad survey, they were giving it to people that were in very bad shape. They were very old, almost dead. It was a Trump enemy statement.
And then on Thursday, when he was asked about a new study from Columbia University modelers, finding that nearly 36,000 deaths could have been prevented if social distancing measures had been put into place 1 week earlier, Trump attacked Columbia.
Columbia is an institution that's very liberal. I think it's just a political hit job. You want to know the truth?
So all 50 states have begun executing plans to gradually reopen their economies, easing stay-at-home restrictions and allowing at least some businesses to reopen, many at reduced capacity. Some states, including Texas, North Carolina, Florida, and Arizona, are facing rising infection rates, even as they try to ease some restrictions. Public health experts, including Dr. Anthony Fauci, have warned that a second coronavirus wave in the fall could be as bad or worse than the first. But as I explained at the top of this report, Trump says that the economy is more important than your life.
We're not going to close the country.
In non-COVID news, Georgia authorities on Thursday arrested William Bryan. He's the man who recorded that graphic cell phone video showing the murder in February of Ahmaud Arbery. Bryan was charged with felony murder and criminal attempt to commit false imprisonment. Two men were arrested earlier this month after the footage was posted online. Arbery, an unarmed 25-year-old black man, was shot and killed while jogging through a Glynn County, Georgia neighborhood. The Senate narrowly confirmed Congressman John Ratcliffe of Texas as the new director of national intelligence on Thursday. The 49-44 vote fell along party lines. And this was one hell of a do-over. Ratcliffe had withdrawn after Trump first nominated him last year because he faced bipartisan opposition due to his lack of counterterrorism experience, exaggerated immigration enforcement record, and apparent support for right-wing conspiracy theories. But Trump wanted him, and he lobbied the Republicans in the Senate to do his bidding, and in his second run at the job, every single Senate Republican united behind his nomination. Unbelievable. Things are bad in Hong Kong. the former British colony where pro-democracy protests erupted last year, as China said Thursday it was preparing to impose a new national security law. It's expected to ban sedition, secession, and subversion of the central government in Beijing and will be introduced in a way that effectively bypasses Hong Kong's legislature. Critics say this is essentially the end of the one country, two systems that has kept Hong Kong politically autonomous from mainland China. All of this is playing out against a backdrop of international tensions brought on by the coronavirus crisis, including recent promises from Donald Trump to punish China for its role in the pandemic. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.